We know some businesses, like some people, can be super spreaders when it comes to COVID-19. And as businesses start to reopen, you may be wondering which places put you more at risk than others. A new study from the University of Chicago is using past cell phone records to try and determine that. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Audrella Dubé, University of Chicago professor of Global Conflict Studies and study co-author. Thank you for joining us. What can you tell us about your study and what you took a look at?
Well, you know, our basic starting point is right now we have this really ugly trade-off. You know, keep the economy closed and prolong economic hardship, or open it up too quickly and risk a resurgence of COVID-19. So our idea is that it doesn't have to be either or. We can actually analyze how risky some businesses are as potential spreaders of viruses by analyzing how crowded they tend to get using cell phone data. So that is, we can use anonymized cell phone ping data that has been put together by companies like SafeGraph and Verisat to track the number of people who are turning up at businesses, how long they stay, whether they tend to turn up at the same time of day. And if we combine this with information on how large the establishments are, we can get a sense of how much crowding risk different businesses pose in terms of bringing people together in the same place at the same time.
Okay, so crowding risk, but not necessarily people who are there who have since tested positive, right? Just crowding risk.
Exactly. We are, in fact, looking at these patterns from a time before COVID in past years to get a sense of the general tendency for these businesses to get crowded.
Okay, well, we did a story earlier that Starbucks is getting ready to open many of its sites. How does a coffee shop, say, compare to going to the gym?
Well, a big difference between coffee shops and gyms is that while gyms get fewer visitors per week, when people go there, they tend to linger for quite a long period of time. So overall, gyms and other recreational facilities tend to be at the highest risk levels in the list. So they're actually more risky than some establishments like coffee shops where people are in and out at a quicker rate.
That sounds like it would be hard to balance out. How do you balance out the crowding factor with the length of time that people linger there?
We put it all together into an index by considering the number of people who are there, how long they're staying, and how long they are turning up in terms of the concentration period, to combine all of these together into one index. So that gives us an overall sense of risk, considering all of these factors put together.
I don't know if you have a list in front of you, but can you give us some examples of some of the places that might not occur to us that actually end up being more dangerous, and some of the places that might be safer?
Yeah, so, you know, there are some things that are not going to be a surprise, like restaurants and bars. People tend to stay for quite a long time. But there's other things along the way, like bookstores. You might think of bookstores as kind of calm places where people sit and read, but that's exactly the point. People sit and read, so they tend to stay for a fairly lengthy period of time and end up being pretty high in the risk distribution. Anything that kind of invites people to mill around and peruse, like secondhand stores, for example, are also pretty high on the list. So that's one surprise. And even within kind of restaurants and bars and these types of establishments, there's quite a lot of variation. So, for example, fast food places, you might think of them as crowding a lot of people into small spaces, which they do tend to do. But in contrast to that, dining establishments where you're sitting down and dining actually have people stay for a longer period of time. So whether it's casual dining or fine dining, sit-down restaurants actually end up as a whole posing greater risk than fast food places where people are moving pretty quickly through the lines.
Very fascinating information. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Audrella Dubé. She is with the University of Chicago, a professor of global conflict studies.